This is a discussion for Shaki Palghani. SHAWQI ALGAHMI, date of birth 10-30-99, date of accident 1-15-2021, date of services 2-8-2022. Mr. Shaki Algami suddenly started coming to see us. Recently, his first visit was on 11-18-2021. He was brought by his case manager, Maya, to be evaluated. He was evaluated on 11-18-2021. His reports were investigated. It was found that he has normal MRI for the hip, for sacroiliac joint, LS spine, left shoulder, and cervical spine, and the brain. And the patient was examined. It was found that he does have some mild tenderness in the area of both sacroiliac joints with positive Faber test, Gosselin test, and also, he has an issue in the left rib intercostal where a nerve block was advised. However, the patient didn't want the nerve block. And he also had symptoms of TBI, which ranges from headaches to loss of balance and lack of focus. And patient underwent a video nystagmogram, which showed a possibility of CNS involvement with significant cognitive dysfunction. Patient is already seeing a neurologist, neuropsych, psychiatrist for his depression and anxiety, for his symptoms, and he's also been referred to orthopedic surgeon for his scoliosis and his claim of entire skeleton being shifted to the left as a result of the impact. At this time, patient reports pain in the left shoulder, upper back, mid back, lower back, to the tune of 6-8, and he further informs that he has a 10% improvement only, and the pain is interspersed into his ADL as follows: general activity, mood, mood and work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. The relationship with other people and sleep is affected 8. Walking ability is affected 7. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports of fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, and nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, jaw pain, and stiffness, as well as pain in the shoulder, neck, and mid back, upper back, and lower back. The patient has no problem in walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain are reported. And the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine reported. In respiratory, patient suffers from chest pain, difficulty breathing, asthma, and shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tramadol and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure 149/100, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. After the physical examination, is identical to the previous visit of 12-6-2021, dictation number 1207-034. The plan of care. I have informed the patient about the collarbone displacement, that no treatment is needed, and about rib fracture that he had on the left side. For the lower inferior ribs, a nerve block with the intercostal nerve block was advised. The patient refused. He's also advised to try bilateral sacroiliac joint injection for diagnostic purposes and therapeutic, but he has refused. His MRI for sacroiliac joint, incidentally, is normal, so there should not be any pain in his lower back, but he's the one who's complaining. However, the patient is not interested in any of these services, and it is possible that we can discharge him from our services because we don't have any role to play. He's undergoing neurology care for his headaches and for neuropsych evaluation, for his TBI, and orthopedic consultation for his scoliosis. Other than that, there are no other issues that are present. Thank you.